It's more than maybe you think. There's very often cases of where you have a shamer that's mivrishu rasai. I mean, as far as cases of maisa in the Indian that we're going to be discussing. Really, the only time, the first thing you have to get is a shemer sach. The other thing that you need that is negay is by a shayel. So shemer sach is not as common. To get a shemer that's being paid for watching something is not an everyday occurrence. But shaking sheela is something that does happen a lot. So a lot of the cases that we're going to be discussing is, let's say you borrowed a chetes from someone. And there was a tkufa that you weren't able to watch it, and you went ahead and you told someone that the Bailam trusts to keep an eye on it. So the shayla is what the halacha is in that type of case. That's the case of shemer shemasa l'shemer. It's the case of shemer shemasa l'shemer, and the shayla was what the halacha is in that case. They have a shayla. Shayla is chayiv in for einsim, the highest level of shemir. Then he goes ahead and he's meiser it. Kielu, he's meister. He tells someone, you know what? Do me a favor. Keep an eye. This chayfetz belongs to Yenner, and the person that's watching it is a shemer chinam. So the question is, what is that mutter to do? There's two shailos, right? Is that mutter to do? Are you allowed to leave it by someone that's all going to be only on the level of shemer chinam to watch it? And the second shaila is something else. The second shaila is, what if anything happens to it? What are the chiyuvim? Mamish is, you learn the sugya. You know, I find a lot of times that week someone will come over to me. And to ask someone, Mamish this week said that there was a maisa this week with a phone. It was a phone. It was some other type of electronic device. I'm not sure what it was, but there was someone that borrowed it from his friend, and he gave it over to another person. To bring it back to the Bible. Right? You hear? He said, you know what? You know, do me a favor, could you bring this back to the Bible? Could you bring it back to the owner? And on the way, he dropped it. And it broke. So.
Isn't that mazik?
Huh?
Yeah.
So that's a good question, what exactly it is when you drop something. So if it's mazik, there's nothing to talk about. It's not a chashayla and shmir b'chla. Okay, fine. That may be true. The question is whether it was a shia, whatever it is, you dropped it. It's not working. That's for sure. The thing is not working now. So what did the guy say? The guy said the shliach that was supposed to bring it back to the Bailam came. They went to a rav together, and the second the shliach says, I'm not chayv to pay. The other guy did an isser by being meister to me, because shemer shemasa l'shemer, so he's mechuyev to pay. You hear? The guy knew that much that the first guy shouldn't have given it to him, so he wanted Taina that pater's him.
Why is that mutter from taking
him? Huh?
Why is it
mutter? Fine, that's a different shaila. So the guy imam's
why
given
that,
the
why not pater?
Huh? No, I'm just telling you what the guy Taina.
Oh, what Taina? Okay.
He Taina that Vivite, the first guy was for an isser. So this little mice, obviously, you know, you learn the sugya shemer shemasa l'shemer a little bit, you'll know that obviously is not the case. In other words, the first one's mechuyev to pay to is mechuyev the din dvarim with the first one's mechuyev to pay the bialim kipshuta, right? He's mechuyev to pay the bialim, but avana the second one would then be mechuyev to pay the first one. If it was a shia or a mazik, right? That's what's going to end up having to happen. It's not a good time, just because the first one did an isser, doesn't mean...
Why
not
a good time?
What?
I don't recall anything. He did an isser, that's the problem. You have to take it back. Don't take it back.
No.
But he didn't isser.
He did an isser. What's the isser have to do with the chiyah of the second one?
I can recall Shabbat at the same time. I don't want to...
Don't chayv. You might also get a chayv of
the Bible. Chayv. So, that's what... Chayv to the Bible.
You know that, right?
The first shayman was shemer shemasul shemer is chayv, and it's chayv to the Bible.
Now, the second one is chayv to the person.
And then, if the second shemer did something that's mechayv him, for example, he's a shemer chinam and he was kosher, shemer sachar kenev aveda, then in echnam he'd have to pay the first shemer. So the question is, do the Bailam have a tefillah on the second one? You know, there's a shach that says that he does. The shach says that the Bailam does have a tefillah on the second one. Doesn't have any tefillah on the second one. The shach says the chiddush. He says that he's mamish as baldover, which is a chiddush. So Nesivus says like you, that avad he's not as baldover, but you have a tefillah on the second one, be Rav Nosson. Because since anyways he's chayav to, right, the second one's anyways chayav to the first one, so the bialik goes straight to the second one. Why do you have to go, right, that's shivud de Rav Nosson. But it doesn't really make a difference. Lamaisa, we pass in halacha lamaisa, that if the bialik, if the second shomer that was given to be'isser, if the second shomer that was given to be'isser is an easier guy to deal with, the bialik have right to go to him.
So first guy can be doicha.
Can't be doicha, but it's the source of the bialim to go to the second one and be teveya. You know, this is how it goes. You know, sometimes different people are harder to. It's difficult for them to part with their money, right? Even though they're mechuyev to pay. So if the first one, it's hard for him to convince him to pay, even though he's chayev. So you can just go straight to the second guy. The pais can say and collect the money, even though lemaisa you have no shaychet to the second guy. Mamish, the violin is no shaykh, the second guy. The violin, it was the first shemer, gave it to the second shemer, or shaykh. But still, whatever the halacha is, whether it's al gezel nesaisha, or violin, ratzim yizegah, like the shaykh says, or it's al shibudir nasal, like the nesiva says, it doesn't really make a difference. The violin have right to be tevei the second guy. So why? So the Rav told the guy, he says, I see that you learned Hamafkid recently, and you know what shemer shmasal shemer is, but why so you don't know what you're talking about, and Nevada, you're chayef to pay. You have to pay. The second child about whether dropping something is considered a mazik or not is a discussion in the Paiskim.
But if the first child were impacted the second child, which means that whatever happened happened, then the second one will also take the cry.
Nachamu.
The second shaymer, the first shaymer says to the second shaymer, if you don't watch the way you're supposed to be watching, you're still fucked.
Right.
So then he's not going to be the nasan on him.
I hear. You're right. That would be an afkamina maybe.
And no one's chayiv. Then no one's gonna be chayiv.
If what? In this case, the first one's still gonna be chayiv.
He wasn't
because he gave it over. Because he gave it over. Yeah.
Right.
Dropping a chayfet is a common shayla. Dropping a chayfet is the other mazik shayla. The reason why it is a tzat patur dropping the chayfet, not a shaymer. For sure, a pshia. The question is, what's other mazik, right? What's a shayla that's other mazik? Because I just harnessed the power of gravity, right? I opened up my hand. That's not a ma'isam. It has a batsam. Open my hand. Something falls on the ground. Mazik. Is that Adama Mazik? I didn't do anything.
It's
Koichai?
I picked it up and now it's here. And
so I want to know if someone drops this.
It's
Garmi?
Yeah.
I'm not sure for that.
I don't
know. But it's not considered. Garmi comes Ducha Maisa.
If Abba is here, that's
because I put it in a place where Karachachim, because the wind's going to come. I hear. But that's a Chiyav Atzmomen Mazik. Right? You don't want to be Mechayav Atzmomen Mazik. You want to be chayav as odma mazik. So said, there's a machna frame about it.
That's
the shayla. If you drop a sword and you drop a thing, you know, one of the sledgehammers, and it hurts someone, that's the shayla whether you're considered odma mazik or not. Definitely.
Tyson says about pushing someone over, no? If you're being pushed.
That type of person, right?
Then he says, let yourself get pushed because you're
Evan. That's not like his Tyson's
under the rug. What happens if Tyson would hold if you actually give the job? He says,
the job?
The gravity. That's like opening your hands. No, what's the job? That's something like jumping up. And the gravity pulls you back.
You're right, okay, fine. I shouldn't have gotten into this whole thing. Forget it. If there's a whole slug in Sanhedrin about this, you know, about bouncing back and Krayach Rishon and that
shame. No.
The din of bar, no. The din of bar is not gravity. Not chayv, it's not gravity in bar. You're chayv either for hevel or you're chayv for chabat. That's the only reason why you're chayv by bar. Machlek is driving Shmuel, and not because there's a gravity. I have nothing to do. I created a hole. I didn't do. What did I do? It's a big shiloh. What exactly you did? You didn't do anything. It's not yours even. If you hold Baruch Shusharab in this time. Anyway, okay, fine. Let's get back to our sugya. So here we have a case of a shayel. You borrowed something. You gave it to someone else to keep an eye on. Are you going to be chayv or are you going to be potter? So be'etzem, there's Avada, if he's not a regular hafkadet, so he's not a person that normally the bialim would have lent it to, Avada, you're going to be chayv. The shaila starts where it's going to be regular hafkadet, so you're regular hafkadet l'asheni, so are you going to be chayv or are you going to be pater? Normally we say regular hafkadet, the Gemara of Hamafkadet says, Pastim Shulchan Aruch, regular hafkadet, pater is the first shemer. Why? Because it's ki'ilu, like we said, like whatever the lumdus is, whether it's pshat, that it's ki'ilu, the first bialim gave it to the second shemer because he's a person that he trusts. But at the end of the day, the pshat is because you can't tie into the whole var. Hashem Shemasul Shemer is Chayiv. Not Mehemisli Yeshua. Yulehem and Leviv Shvuah. where the second chamber is Neman, so it's never Pashat, the Bible has to accept his Shmuel, right? Because he's Ragel Hafkid, that's why. So the big Shaila is that the Rambam discusses where it's Miyat B'Shmir Aslay. It's Ragel Hafkid, that's why. That means he trusts the second guy, but he lowers the level of the Shmir. Shail Shemasal Hashem Rechinam. Shemasal Hashem Rechinam. But the level of Shmira is lowered. Is the first Shemir going to be Chayiv in that case or not? So, the emes is that what's a negeya? If you think about it, a shemachinam, when you give it over to a shemachinam, so he's going to be chayav for pshia, right? Shemachinam chayav for pshia. So the only shaila is, so he's for sure going to be chayav if pshia happens. The second shemachinam is going to be chayav. So shaila is anything above pshia, can even have aveda, oinus. Let's say these types of things happen. Are you going to be chayiv? Is the first shemer going to be chayiv? Is the first shemer going to be potter? So if the first shemer is a shayel, it doesn't really make a difference. Because if a geniv avida and this happened, the first shemer is going to be chayiv anyway, because he's a shayel. Shayel is chayiv in all these things. So by giving it over to a shemer chinam, you're never going to ever, a shayel is never going to end up being potter anyway. Shemer chinam can potter himself and say that I wasn't poshaya. But if anything else happened, chutz from Mesim Achs Melacha, which we'll have to discuss soon, how the first shemer can be potter b'chiyak avna with Mesim Achs Melacha, but you can't potter himself on a gneva and aveda and a reinus. So l'maisa, the shiloh over here is where the second shamer can make a shvua that can pater the first shamer. Let's say by a shayel, the second shamer can say it was meisa machus alacha. By shemer sahar, the second shamer can say an aynus happened. In all those cases, the question is, are you going to be pater or you're not going to be pater? So kivshuta, if you would have asked me off the cuff, Rabbal Hafkid at Slay, Mimai Pishmi Rasai, Shemasach Shemasal Shemachinam, Shil Shemasal Shemachinam, Rabbal Shemasachar. So Rabbal Hafkid at Slay, so he's miming him, and he makes a Shmua that an Oinus happened. On makes Machsmulacha happen. Is he Nemo or is he not Nemo? I would have said, Vadai is Nemo. What, my Keshe? Well, just because you're Mai Pishmi Rasai doesn't take away from the fact that the Bible was not miming him in what occurred when it happened to the Chayfets. That's Aleph Bez in the Sugya. Albi is a sugi, you would have told someone's spark, if someone, you pulled someone off the street and you would have asked them, this guy is a trustworthy guy, and the only reason why you're chayiv is because I'm a hemisli shua, ilam hemisli b'shua, I would have said a vada, and a vada, the second one can make a shua. And the memela patir, the first shamer, mismach lacha, yeah, I was margish, the transmission was puttering away when I was doing it, and finally the car died, there's no question it was mismach lacha. I'm willing to make a shua, he makes a shua, the first one should be patir. Right? Why not? It makes a lot of sense. And Azay Haper Bin Yeruchim. Bin Yeruchim holds that the second Shemer is Vaday Neman to go ahead and to make a Shua. The problem is the Rambam, and that's not really what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. The Rambam says that a Shemer, a Shayel, Shemasal Shemer Sacher, or anyone's Mai Bishmir Asai is a Pesheya, and a Mela, the second one is going to be, the Shemer Rishon is going to be Chai. That's what the Rambam says. Chutz if Edom come. That's Lashon HaRambam. Chutz if Edom come. If Edom come and say that Ein has happened, then you're going to be Pater. But otherwise, we're not going to Pater. On that, Rabbi Yerucham asks his Kasha. Why in the world is that true? Why is the halacha that you're going to be chayiv in a case where the guy, where the second chamber doesn't, where the second chamber makes a shul? Chariz Shvinemo. So if Vivayt, the Kasha is even starker. If Vivayt, the Rambam holds Edom works to Pater the first one, so then Shvur should work too. So that's the Kasher Rabbi Yerucham asks, and because this Rabbi Yerucham says Taka the second Shemer can Pater. Now the question is, what's beyond the Rambam? So here, Lamaisa, there's two levels in dealing with the Rambam. There's two approaches in dealing with the Rambam. You have the more Balabatish approach that was before the late 1700s, early 1800s, the approach of the Rambam, which we have the Lech Mishnah and the Shach discussing how to understand why the Rambam would say that you're Chayiv. And then you have later when you have the Ksais and the Sivis and the Rishol Hamburger that say their Mahalach, and all the Achronim after them explain their Mahalach in the Rambam. So let's just go through, and I want to show you where the Nafkuminas are. The Shach says over here that the Pshan the Rambam is a value you could make a Shua. Says it's not that the value you could make a Shua. What does the Rambam say over here? Why is the Rambam say over here you can make a Shua? So he says, because the reason why you'd be Chayiv normally, it's because of Tchilasa B'Shia, the Seikhi Vainas. Why is it a B'Shia? Because you gave it to someone that's Mamai B'Shir Asai. So it starts as a B'Shia. Later on, something happens to it, it's an Ainas. It says, when does the Rambam say that Eden can Pater and the Shua can Pater? Right, he's moisif that shvur can patch of the shach. The shach says edim is not dafka. It also means shvur. That's the first techniqa. That's the first techniqa of the shach. But the ma'aseh says edim and think and patter. Where by mesa kedarka. Mesa kedarka. Your potter in a case of shlosu v'shia seif v'ainus, because the shia and the ainus are not connected. Like we saw malchamos malchama liyasam. When we learned the sugya of shlosu v'shia seif v'ainus, we saw the side of the sugya of shlosu v'shia v'ainus is that the ainus has to be connected to the shia. The ainus not connected to the shia, you're going to be potter. So in the case of mesa kedarka, rova held, and we're passing that halacha l'maisa, that the meila since malchamos malchama liyasam, there's no connection between the shia and the ainus. So no connection between the shia and the ainus. The vada you can make a shua, and a vada edim are going to work too. But any other einus where it's possible to connect the pshia and the einus, edim won't work and a shua won't work. Why? Because you're chayav al schas b'shia seif of einus. Only case, basically, the shach is passing it. As I say, mechem mishnah also in the Rambam, that the only time you're going to be potter by memay b'shim rasa is a case of meisa kedarka. It's the only time. Why? Because any other case is going to be schas b'shia seif of einus kemat where it's going to be connected. That's the shita of the shach and the lech mishnah on how to deal with the Rambam. They say the Rambam's not dafka and he says only edim work, but rather shua works too. That's mahalach number one. The other mahalach is a much more lamdish mahalach. What's the other mahalach? So this is the shah. This is a ha'ara that the achrenim are meyer. Let's say someone witnesses what happened. One person witnesses what happened to the object. Let's say you have here a shayel, and you have one person that sees that it was meisimach smolacha. Okay, could he patter himself? Could this person go to the Bialim and say, I'll make a shua for the shimer that this was meisimach smolach, or a shimer sacher to make a shua that an einus happened? Could stam a guy that the Bialim trusts because he's a ragel lahafkid etzlei make a shua that something happened that chayfet sapatim to shimer? He's not a shimer himself, but we know that the Bialim trusts him. Could he come me'al mandu? Normally we need aidim. But here, a shua works, the Torah tells us. So could stam a guy that the Bialim trusts because he's normally a regular hafkadah, so he made on someone else what happened to the chayfet? That's the ksais and the nesivus is har. Right? So could that work, yes or no? So the ksais and the nesivus say that avada doesn't work. A guy from the Velt Arayim, a stam azor, some friend of mensch, cannot be made on a mice that happened by Shemrim. Shemrim has, the Shuas HaShemrim has to be made by the Shemrim himself. There's something in the Torah called the Shuas HaPikon. Shuas HaPikon is the only thing that's going to patter a Shemrim. If you're not a Shemrim, you know what Shuas you're making? It's like me making a Shuas that light, the light coming out of that bulb over there is white. When I make a Shuas that bulb over there is white, what kind of Shuas is that? That's Shuas HaPikon? It's a Shuas Pito. It's not a Shuas. Has no shaykhis to etzem to the Torah shuas that become.
That's irrelevant. But they are supposed to could say irrelevant. Like, does the case get past us?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. When stamagai ba'alma is mevarer.
Ptur is either.
Shuas Hashem is the ptur. That's the longest.
You say, like, two people walking down the street and they testify that, don't they?
Testify is one thing. Avada testify. I'm not telling you anything. So I believe what you're saying, but it's not going to patter you because you need Shuas Hashem to patter. That's the one that's the thing.
What
you
only need to the same. That's
what Torah says. Torah says in order to patter yourself, you have to make a shuas Hashem. In order to make shuas Hashem, you have to be a shamer. Otherwise, you're not a shamer. You're stam making a stam a shua. Stam shua doesn't patter a shamer. You're saying that if you buy a neva, it's much deeper than that. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what the Achrayim are saying. The Achrayim are saying that it's not stam of tour. Trying to shuas Hashem can patter. It's not stam that we know what happened. You need a Torah Shuas
Hashem.
It's more no, it's a Din Shemrim. It's a Din Shemrim. You need a Shuas Hashem.
But Eidim would work.
Huh?
Eidim would work.
Eidim would work. Avada. Eidim's always a beer. Shuas Hashem, but Eidim is not a beer. It's a Ptur. Everyone knows Shuas Hashem is not a beer. No, never is Shuas Hashem Mevar for us. One person can never be Mevar for us. The Torah tells us that you have to be Mekabel Shuas Hashem. But whereas you're not a Shemer, the Torah doesn't say you have to be Mekabel that Shuas. So Shaykh is to Shuas Hashem. Well, it's a shtark of art. As ish tein uksais in the etzim yisoid. There's one place of uksais in the tzivus. So what's it? Negeas. Negeas is very, 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 very. Now in the middle, the next step in the vart is azay. Next step in the vart is that the meila. You have a shemer sacher that gives it to a shemer chinam. So when a shemer chinam takes over, what does he have? What is he? A shemer chinam. Shemer chinam is only watching a klapei pshia. Klapei gneiva v'aveda is he a shemer b'chlam? He was Makabal Shmira on the level of Shemer Sachar Yeshiv Meshamer Bechal. He's Ishkin Shemer Bechal, Klapi Gnevav Aveda. So if he makes a Shua that an Ainus happened, he's not making a Shavuos Hashomer. So in the mail you're going to be potter. Only he can only potter himself. He can't potter the original guy.
When he says that there was an illness, he is a shame, and he's making a Shavuos Hashomer.
Yeah, but he's only nem on klapi the fact that there was no Pshia.
So
Mamela, the first Shomer, could never mevar that there was any Gneiva Aveda that happened. The first Shomer, he's only my nem on that Pshia didn't happen. How do we know Gneiva Aveda didn't happen? He's Chayav on Gneiva Aveda. Huh? How do we know?
What's he swearing?
Let's break it up. That's you're gonna make me squirm in a second. But if you break it up the way, if he says there was no Pshia didn't happen, then you hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hear very star, right? If you hear that the Vard is he only made sure that Pshia didn't happen. So we don't know if the Gneiva Aveda happened or not. We don't know, right? Mamela, he's not going to be able to pater the Shomer Sofer. Even if he says that Lamaisa, the animal died, was made to Gadaka, even though Lamaisa is a Zionist. So there the Tzai says that Avada Da'alach is going to be that you're not Nemo, klapi the higher level Shomer. Because what's your Shua? Your Shua is only that you weren't Pashaya. And you want a tiny that the animal is made to Gadaka, klapi that your stomach guy, your stomach guy off the street. You have no Shaykhis to the Shomer, klapi the higher level. You want to know what the halacha is. Let's say the guy gets up and says, and I'm making a shvua that was mesa kedarka. What's the halacha then? Shemachinam gets up and says, I'm making a shvua that was mesa kedarka. Zineman, klapi the Shem Asafar. Then, why? Klapi Shia, he's Neman. If Shia happens, he's Neman, because on that he's a Shemachinam. Because Shemachinam, Ragul Hafid, it's like Neman, klapi Shia. The question is, Lagabi Mesa Gadak, Lagabi Einsen. To push it off with my Neman to say that Einis happened, if that's the only Shua I make. The only Shua I make, the guy gets up and he says, the animal was Mesa Gadak. Is he Neman or not? So the Psy says, he's not. Because he's, even within the Shua Mesa Gadak, he's only Neman Klapi the Pshia Shabbai, not Klapi the Gneva Veda Shabbai. So the dog says, Zinifu de Gazar. That's what the Psy says once a time. Then the Siva says, that doesn't make sense. See, this doesn't make sense. If that's the words I'm saying, and that's the shua you're being mekabel, how come I attacking on them? That's the kasha that this doesn't make sense. That's one kasha of the ksais. Okay, that's a kasha in just havana. What the ksais means? Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't hear it, but I'm just saying that's in the Steve's ass. It's a little because she havana a little bit, but Reb Chaim in Sefer Lamaisa says the same exact word in the Rambam as Ksais. He's Matzia, the same Yisoid, and he says that you can't say it. And he says you can't say it for a different reason than the Steve says. He says, what's the reason why the Rambam says the first Shemer is Chayv? Rambam says because you're Peshet. Pesheyahu Arishan. That's what the Rambam says. He says, what does this Lomdus have to do with Pshias Hashem Arishan? Has anything to do with Pshias? No, Mazayt Gadin. You're not my Shomer, so you can't make a Shmur. What's that to do with Pshias? What's that to do with the Pshias of the first Shomer? What's the effect of Chaim and Seif? So maybe he falls off this part. Well, myself, if you look in the Nesivis brings the Ksais, but he brings his own Vard. He says the Ksais Kemat says like me, but he doesn't. But I switched it a little bit. This is a different Vard. According to Nesivis' Vard, it's Miyoshev Rechaim's Kasha. What's the Nesivis' Vard? I think it's a big enough Kamin and Halacha Lamaisa, whether you learn the Ksais in the Nesivis. What's the Nesivis' Vard? The Nesivis says, let me ask you a question. He says, you have a Shayel, and he wants to be Meister at Shem Achinah. He wants to be Meister at Tizzi. He wants to leave and tell his wife to keep an eye on it. Right? Let's talk about a normal case. You borrowed something from your friend. You borrowed, and you're leaving, you're going to Yeshiva. And you leave it by your wife. Your wife is a Shem Achinah. She's not a Shoyl. She never borrowed it. So, if you went back to the owner of the Chayfetz, and you asked him, do you mind if I give it to a Shem Achinah? What do you think he's going to say? Not borrowed, they'll say yes. Why? Because by giving it to the Shem Achinam, he's going to only be chayv on Shia. He's not going to be chayv anything else. You're lessening the liability klapi the Bible. So it's not necessarily true that he's going to be maskim that you give it to a lower level shmir. So the Siva says the whole part of Ragel Hafkadet's life is that the Bible are maskim that you can give it to the second Shemer. If you find your Mamayi Bishmiyosai, you don't have the umdana that the Bailam are going to be masking that you can give it to the second Shemer. So the middle of the second Shemer never became a Shemer for the Bailam. That's the Vardin Nasivs. Even though he's Ragel Hafkadet's life, on this level, where the first Shemer was Mekabel, a higher level of liability, Avada, the Bible is not maskim to get, you should give it to someone that's going to take a lower level liability, even though he trusts him. Because it's a different type of shmir, like we said. A Shemachinah watches it on a certain level. A Shemachinah watches it on a higher level. A Shemachinah watches it, has to watch it even on a higher level, right? Whatever's possible. But Lamaisa is not necessarily the Bible be maskim that you should give it over to the next person. So the Nesivus is Mechadish that when you're Mamaikish Mirosai, the second Shemer never became a Shemer for the Bible. So Mameli says the same Vart. If you never became a Shemer for the Bailim, so the Mela, you can't make a Shua. Because you're Stama Gan. Even though I trust you. But Lamaisa, you're not my Shemer B'chal. So Mameli, he's not Neman to make any Shua. Because he's not a Shemer, any Shua. He's not even Neman to say, he's not Neman copy the Bailim B'chal. He's not Neman to make, he's the Stama Guy Ba'alma that was Makabal Azach. Not able to make a shul b'chal clapping the Bible. So how is the miyasha the washing of the Rambam? The Rambam says the sibas achi was his mashiach.
Why don't you look at him like the first guy has that extra liability in him?
What do you mean?
Mela, he is about a shemir fino, and clapping the mitzias, if it's going to be a chiyuv mamonis where shemir fino is pater and the shayo would be high, he is the shayo.
Who's the Shoah?
The first guy is still
the Shoah. But I want to know, the question at the end of the day is, could the second one be a Shoah, yes or no? That is
he
the Shoah.
Should be able to.
Why? He's a Shoemer? I want to know, is he a Shoemer for the Bailim or not?
If I went over the first guy and said, I'm going to give it to a Shoemer Chino, and I'm responsible if there's an oinus that happens, because I'm the Shoah, about he would say yes.
So you're saying he would say yes. He's saying yes. I'm accepting liability on myself. So Lamela, the Bible is going to say yes. So Klape Pshia, at least, you want to say that he's going to be.
He's a Shemer. He wants a Shemer. He is the
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I hear that. But Nesivus says not like that.
Right.
Nesivus says not like that. I hear what you're saying. You're saying that could be what the Kseis holds. Could be. Klape, that would be in the Kudas right here. But Nesivus says not like that. But that would be good, Shat in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says the Sivas Achiv is that he's a Pshia. So most people are the Rambam that the Pshia is the Goyim Achiv. Here the pshat is, she is not Gerim the Chiyav. The pshat is the Siba, why he's not a Shemer. Because he's Pesheya, so Amila, the first guy, the Bible would never be masking that he's a Shemer. Once he's not a Shemer, so he can't make a Shua. But that's pshat in the Rambam. The pshat in the Rambam, pshia makes it he's not a Shemer, yeah.
That could be a reason why you need to be Chayav or not Chayav, that's the first Shail. But that's not a reason whether the second person could swear or not.
Second person can't swear.
Right, because of that.
Right, that's a different reason. Right. That's all the Rambam wants to say.
Right.
Why? If you're a shayla for this amount, you make a shayla for
that amount. He has a shayla now, or chayla, even when no matter what happens for the second person.
Right.
Why does that allow for the second person to make a shayla here? I want this. So you can give it over,
right.
You'll still be chayla.
That's what Nesivus says.
It doesn't allow a second person to make a shayla.
Sure, that's what Nesivus says. Right, as Diva says, Melo, that's going to be the shot.
I mean, so I see that because you gave it to somebody who won't be able to swear for you also. It's also a Pshia on your part. You're
Bashek,
you gave it to somebody
who won't be able to. That's a Pshia. Because his whole part is that you trust him and he's a good guy. He's just, granted, he can't
make sure. You're Pshia, you gave someone who won't be able to.
It's not that, but it's not, that has nothing to do with the Chia of the Etzen. Right? It sounds like the Rambam is saying the Siba Sachiv is the Pshia. That's not, you're saying, Stam, he didn't do the right thing because the mice is not going to become potter. That's not the Sibas Achiv. The Sibas Achiv is because the other guy can't make a Shua. The reason why he can't make a Shua here is because he was Peshaya. Because he was Peshaya, so maybe he's not a Shaymer Bechlal, so maybe he can't make a Shua. That's the way it goes according to the Nesivus. According to the Ksais, she has nothing to do with anything. She has nothing to do with the Chiv. What's the view have to do with? Anyways, that's the.
Why was not the Shabbat Sachar? That's Shmira. He has more chiyuvim, but how could you watch more than Yosef Mishamer?
Right.
I'm asking him call us for like, but why?
Right.
Why is that?
Right. I'm asking to you that the level of shmira between a shayla, you can't get higher than a shomer sachar. The level of shmira. The liability you have, so that's enough.
Yeah, but here the whole thing that he's been tailored on is whether that with the Baal wanted this level shmira, not this level.
No liability. Oh, liability. Anyway, you have. I hear.
I hear.
So it's the hard. Sahar on the this is almost similar to what he was asking, just a little bit farther down the line. You're saying, well, even if you have what the Nesivus says, but Lamaisa, the difference of level of Shmir between a Shayel and a Shemar Sachar, there's no real difference. Shemar Sachar is Yeshim Shamar. You don't get much more than Yeshim Shamar. The only question is liability. Liability is not such an issue over here, because liability the first Shemar is going to pay for anyway, which is really what he was asking. Okay.
Doesn't the Shachar address the whole issue of
See, that's why his kasha is better than your kasha. Because his kasha is better, because your kasha was by Shem Yisachar given to Shem Achinam. Shem Yisachar gives to Shem Achinam, even though there's liability anyway, but Lemais, the level of Shemir is going to be less. Now, Shem Achinam was not going to be as responsible with the Chayfet, because he's not Mechuyif to be. But Shem Yisachar is much more, we pass on Shem Yisachar's Mechuyif to be Yeshiv Meshamer, Mamash Pisipsin with the Chayfet. Shoyal to Shem Yisachar is a much better kasha. But it's also whatever, yeah.
And then doesn't Safar address the whole issue of the lesson to see on the Rambam?
Sorry. He says, what he says, it's also Shia says, bonus.
The whole lesson here
is Shver.
Is Shver.
Right, so and it's Shver. So I don't want to say it's Shver. You say you're being Makabal the Shach's Kasha. We don't know Pshat in the Rambam, right? Shach basically says we don't know Pshat in the Rambam. Right, the Shach Pasuk is not like the Rambam because it's not Pshat in the Rambam. But I'm telling you, Pshat could Pshat in the Rambam. Anyway, okay. So there's one thing that I want to say over here is maybe one nafkamina. I don't know. I was clearing this. I was telling it over to some people. They weren't. I don't know 100% if they were masking. But I wanted to know, according to the Ksais, could you give it over? The Heter, the Derek Klal we say, if it's a Rogel Lahafkin at Zoy, it's Mutter, right? We said when we started Shem Shem Asa Shem, there's two things. There's Mutter Asar, Chai Potter, right? It's Asar to give it over to a different person. The Shaila is whether you're going to be Chai or you're going to be Potter. That's his Machlokes and Bavit Zia. So I wanted to know. So Halach is by Rogel Lahafkin at Zoy, it's Mutter to give it over to the guy. It's Mutter to give it over to the guy by Rogel Lahafkin at Zoy. But when you're Mamai Kishim Rasa, is it Mutter or is it not Mutter to give it over to the guy?
He was never asking.
So that's what I wanted to know. According to the Sivas, I think it's Asa. What about according to the Ksais? Ksais says that it doesn't say that he's not a shamer. He's a shamer. Don't say he's not masking that he's not a shamer. He's a shamer. It's just that he doesn't have the same liability. Is it possible to say that according to the Ksais, it'd be mutter to give it over? I don't know. I wasn't sure.
But he's saying the Rambam is fair enough.
The Rambam. I'm saying even the Rambam. I give him Shad the Rambam. He's not a pesher. Masul ben das. He's rogel after that flight. It's not my ability. I'm going to pay if something bigger happens. If something worse happens, I'm not going to pay. Why should I be able to give it out? According to the Sivas, he's saying the whole lumdus is Bailam's not masking, so then I hear the Bailam's not masking, then you can't give it over. According to the Ksais, actually, you can say that it will be mutter to do it. Bamis, that's a shayla lemaisa.
Isn't it
placed
in the Rambam, though? Isn't it
placed in the Rambam?
The Rambam says, now I'll do it.
Where? He says, what? The Rambam says, Peshayahu? Where's the Rambam say you can't do it? Rambam says Zichar. I know, but the Ksais learns it's not a real Peshayah. Even the Shach learns it's not a real Peshayah. They learn it's not, it doesn't mean it's not Dafka this.
It's a
Maisa
which is not right to be.
Fine, it's a Maisa that's not going to patter you, but I want to know Lagabi Gabi Chiyuv, Lagabi Isser Veheta, I wanted to know. I don't know, I wasn't so there. Because that's Lamaisa, definitely Gay Lamaisa. When you have a Shoyal that's Meisr to Shem Achinam. Let's say you borrowed a Chifetz from someone, you borrowed someone's basketball, playing basketball, and then you have to run and go to the bathroom for a couple minutes. You see a guy sitting on the side of the court, you say, just keep an eye on it. Is that mutter, is that also to do? Or you have to take the basketball with you to the bathroom? Well, that's Bemis, that's a Shoyal. Right? You're a Shoyal. You're going to leave, and you have someone sitting on the side over there, some kid sitting on the side over there that's watching. No, let's say he's not a kid. Let's say he's a responsible person sitting on the side. He's not going to play with him, right? It's a mutter to leave the ball there with him because it's a Shem Rashayel, Shem Asul, Shem Rechinam.
Can't give it to him. Something happens, maybe I'll be chayav. What can I
do? The Sivas says you're not allowed to give it to him.
Right. Don't give it.
The Bible's not masking. Huh?
Even though when you borrow a basketball, you have to go to the bathroom, you give it to someone on the side.
Maybe.
Take it with you. I never told you to leave
the
basketball.
You're a child. I'm
going to play basketball.
Right, I know. I'm just giving it. I'm not 100% sure what I would pass if this really happened.
Why?
But
what is fun?
If you go by the book, no, the shadow is saying that that's what people do. No, it's a daikinlach. Yeah, that's a shadow. But lemaisa, that would be the shadow. That would be bamis. That would be the shadow over here. No, the shadow would be something on that level. If you go by the book, you know, you go to a rav that never played basketball in his life, I think he'd say that it's problematic.
Take it with you.
Yeah, he'd probably tell you take it with you. I think so. But that type of case, you have to know what the story with that type of case is going to be.
Well, so that's, very sure. That's a very common shot.
Right, that's a pretty common shot when you borrow something. Truth is, the question is, the Paisk of Shaltzu, I don't know how much it's going to get nowadays, is by a guy's wife. They say that it's called Shem. If you borrow something and you leave something at home, so your wife didn't borrow it and she's not going to use it, so she's a Shem Rechino.
I locked the door. I locked the door.
No, but she's a Shem Rechino.
Why
here.
I locked the door. Why is it in the magazine?
What do you mean?
Everybody said that if it's in your house, you're allowed to use it.
No, so she's a shayel. She becomes a shayel, then it's fine. No, the question is by the magazines. Anyway, it gets complicated. But with a wife, I said, could be a wife is different. You can't. Only time that I said last week that it's mutter to let someone else read the magazines if you're around.
Yeah. And then why is that mutter?
That there's a kesef mishnah that says that there's an undana based on the truth of Rashba, that there's an undana that a person. Is the same way a person did a chesed to you, he do a chesed for someone else. It's just he doesn't want it to be out of his control, right? Once it's still out of control.
And if someone else, my wife, it's out of control. I left the house.
You need an umdana. You need an umdana to mafia the wife thing. The wife thing always needs an umdana. Because if you look at the Paisim, the Ritva says you're not allowed to give it to your wife. It's a shem rechinam. Right. It's a big problem.
It's impossible.
Huh? You stop. Like, unless you say, It doesn't help. It doesn't help a Malcolm Shtamer if something happens.
No, but like we said, for, don't tell your wife to watch it. Right. Lock the door. Go lock the door.
It's not, but you're leaving it.
Right, yeah, right, yeah, there,
the question is at the end. It gets back to the ruggle. What's a normal way to watch it? I don't know.
She's not
thinking of
worse.
I'm sure
Sochel is
the
one
who's
giving my wife.
And also, right,
Kavachemer Shayel.
That means
I gave it to watch.
To watch. That could be better. Maybe you're right. Could be you're right. But let's say you give it to her and say, hold this in your pocketbook. So this guy gave me his thing, hold it in your pocket. Bring it. Not push it.
We both all said that you need to play in certain places. I borrowed your pen.
So it's Ruggle, I have to get it to
life. We both all said that you need to play in certain places. He's with Lucifer,
so
he
can't bring it to him. So your wife is not using it. Your wife is a Shem Rechinam. It's a problem.
I think we said all this. What is plate in the house?
Yeah, it's fine. That's not about the house.
It's a culture and also Shem.
No, you become a shaykh.
That's what you have.
What is this? What's the Isser of Shem Shemar? Now you're asking the question what the Isser is. The Isser of Shem Shemar is Shemar?
Yeah.
It could shoot out, it's Magal Das Palabayas. We don't hold a grammar, the Magal Das Palabayas. Listen to what I'm saying. We don't pass on a grammar, Magal Das Palabayas is a Gazan. But we pass the Magal Das Palabayas is Osir.
Osir. Which is
some? You're
negative
tzayin, but not zayla for some reason. Maver, even okay. Listen, even though they're true for, I don't know what to tell you. It's a little bit gets. There isn't a sir maver al das baal bayis. Okay, Reb Meir says maver al das when you do something against the rots of the baal bayis. Reb Meir holds you're a gazel. We don't pass like that. We pay a pass of maver al das bayis, not a gazel. But it's mavur in the Mishnah in Gittin, and Taisus brings down over there, and Taisus brings down by us. There's still an Isser, even though you're not a Gazel. Okay?
Right.
What is Isser?
Right.
That's a good question, what the Isser is. Even though Lamaise, you should know that there's a Rav Moshe.
Gzel Sadas.
Gzel Sadas, I don't know what that is. You think it's Chos.
No.
You think we're Chos from him.
You're going to pay, I'm paying. It's like I'm going to pay.
But you're not a Gazel. You don't have
the Gazel. The Gazel, for example, you want to open up a cask and rent it by a couple of people.
You told your shayel and then you give it to someone else. You're not doing what you told him to do.
What is that?
He expected you to do something.
Yeah,
and I'm changing it. So you have to
buy
a ticket to give it to someone else. But Lamaise, you just know there's a very famous, this is people come and ask a lot. So I'm not 100% sure what to do with it, but there's a truth for a Moshe. That this is a mamasha. This is like the younger light in Eretz Yisrael. They commonly ask this, is a common shaila, where they get money They get money from, let's say, from wherever they're getting support from their parents, from their in-laws, from different people. They get money, and their in-laws say, "I want you to use this money to pay your electric bill, or I want you to use this money to pay your rent. I want you to use this money." In other words, the money is directed or earmarked, whatever you want to say. The money has a specific matar. So the shaila that everyone always wants to ask is, "Am I mechuyav to give ma'aser from that money?" There's a little bit left over. There's not a little bit left over. I have to carry it on for the next month. They told me to use the money for a specific thing. They told me to use it for my tzrach. Am I mechuyav to give ma'aser or not? So Moshe wrote that since they're telling you what to do with the money, if you do something else with the money, you're a gazlan. Toshamea. You're a gazlan. So mainly he says you're not allowed to use the money for anything else, including giving it over to. You're not allowed to use the money for anything else, including some mela. You're not mechuyav to give ma'aser for it. Because if you. What?
Not
that you
bought another.
Whatever. Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know the pshat, so they ask her a Moshe, that's her mayor, that's not. That's pshat her mayor. A mayor says, what's pshat her mayor? Mama, that's why Vice is a Gazlan. Pshat is that your schusim are limited at Khan. After that, it's like Al Tanai, I'm giving you something Al Tanai. So, that would fit in good over here. So, but Lamais, we don't possibly agree, mayor. You're not a Gazlan. Elamai, your schusim are limited. So you're sharing my schusim. That's what it sounds like, such a
problem. You don't pass him. Is Ram passing like her mayor?
No, no one passes like her mayor. No one passes. I don't know. It's not mavur what the iser is. The rush says this part that I'm saying. The rush brings down her mayor. And he says we don't pass with her mayor, but still it's aser. So he still sue the parsha, but that's where it comes from for sure, right? You hear what I'm saying? It definitely comes from there.
So maybe it's man words.
Because I'm not looking to mention the whole thing and the whole thing is over. I'm coming back in a minute.
I don't know what to tell you about leaving your hand luggage with someone else's stuff in it in the airport by someone else. I don't know what to do with that. What are you supposed to do?
Take it into the bathroom.
Take it to the bathroom with you. I don't know.
It's still better to get lost. If you ask the person who wants to.
No, it's not going to get lost. The guy decides to wash it. Coming back in 2 minutes,
things get lost.
But it's also for me to leave someone else's thing by someone else. So I'm not allowed to do it. I have to bring it to the bathroom. Maybe it's even more for me to bring it to the bathroom.
If you had a lot of this, full of cash, would you take this train trip 2 minutes? Would you give it to
me? Would you give it to me?
Would you give it to me? Would you give it to me?
But that they know you're putting under the flame. But they give you. No, where they tell you, listen, bring it. But the guy sends the guy sends his matzahs back with you. He thinks you're gonna put underneath.
Here's what you bring in the bathroom either though.
But if you can say something small, how can you put into a big suitcase if it's not in the plane?
So then you can put it where you want. If he's not makpid, then you can put it where you want.
We're not watching it.
You're watching it. You're watching it. Akadei. Then you want to. That's not a problem. Whenever you take something on the plane for someone else, and it's going to go underneath. There's one of two things. Either the guy knows, and Mameli's makabel on himself that shmir of pshat is that you're not makabel shmir b'chol. Is that the case?
You in the first place.
Yeah. That's always the best thing. I'm always mamluk to people. We do learn the sugya of Tanai yet, Bez Hashem, in 2 weeks we'll learn the sugya of Tanai. But how to patch yourself from Shmira, right? We touched on it a little bit in the past. But I tell people that you should tell them that you're not Makal Achrayis.
Give me a whole level of checks.
Yeah, because you're not Makabach Reis. This is true. I'll do the best I could, but I'm Makabach Reis. It's not worth it for me to be Makabach Reis. Listen, I've heard enough stories where the guy was Tevea, the guy. This place that he did this, right? There was Pshias that happened.
I improved afterwards.
Oh, Bichlal, when they became a Shemer? There's a misunderstanding. One of those misunderstanding things. He thought, what? You never, we're Mesupag whether you became a Shemer, Bichlal. It's a whole different story. So it's much better, much more Kal for the Shemer.
Mesheimer,
their Klal is going to be potter there. You have to prove you became a Shemer. Once he's a Shemer, then to patter the Shemer is
sure.
Well, that's the next thing.
Unless you're always lying, get out of 2 months.
Always. That's always true, unless there's Adam. You should know that's always. I shouldn't tell. Tzadikim Yechuvah, Peshul Vikashuvah, Avril Lamaisa. It's much easier for the Rabbanim when everyone agrees. The problems always start when the people are arguing, but you should just know. that from the experience that I have with the back and forth between people, people are not bad people. I don't find that people mamish lie. They misunderstand, they
think
that, whatever. If you get them both down there together, you'll pachas yaser, get what happened. Not always, but karev to the emes you'll get. And sometimes be emes at the end of the day, it's going to be a misunderstanding. The emes is going to be a misunderstanding. That's the way it's going to be. But to mamish lie, that's nasty. Yeah, most of the time you don't know. Most of the time, by the yeshiva light, it's mamish. No, but the yeshiva light, you don't find that so much. You don't find it in there. Maybe in some out there, you do find mamish people that are mishaker ba'azis metzach. I'm sure you have that. Some of you have that out there. Some, but the ma'isa in amongst the yeshiva light. I don't find lying. I just find negias with a negias affecting the understanding of the story. Right? That's usually what it is, which is fine. Everyone wants to do. It's just hard sometimes. If everyone agrees to the facts, so then it makes everything much easier to deal with. Anyway,
I'll go on. There's a middle guy that's like a Christ in between.
What do you mean? What's the case? What happened?
You sent something from America, and you said, "Made it tonight. I'm not taking a fight."
Right.
And then you gave it to someone else to give it to me.
Right. That's a good challenge. But he needs a credit card accepted achrayis on the chayfetz. So that's what you mean. That's the camel's common child. Just why do you have to get so lumpish? The middle guy. The middle guy said when you bought the ticket. So you have American Express, right? So American Express, you got covered, right? So you told the guy, "Listen, I'll bring your suitcase for you. No problem." But no achrayis. This guy says, "Fine, no problem. Sukkah gets lost. The chol mashiyeshbay. Federal Express is going to Federal Express. American Express is going to cover. Who gets the money?
Why should
insurance? No, huh? Your insurance. I get the money.
The insurance is between me and the insurance company.
On your wife's diamond ring. She loses that.
Who gets it? You make the money. So the shemesh should make the money, right?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
You're already way past everyone else. You're like, you know.
Why not?
He should be right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Should be right.
What about the other way around now?
Yeah.
Meaning, what are the shemir people? Shemir people say, not a credit card.
The second guy you gave it to.
What do you mean to the shemir? The shemir said he's not going to take a prize, I thought.
The second guy told him, make sure you take the $500 and bring it over to Yenna. I just bought it from America. And make sure you take the prize for it.
Okay, and then what happened? He lost it. So the shayla is, so the second shayla was Makabal Achrayas. He's mechuyav to pay someone, right? Who's mechuyav to pay? Probably the guy that was meiser to, no? Similar to that, it's not mamish.
He has to pay the first guy, the
shamer.
Right,
he's a shamer. You're a shamer for me. Yeah, the problem is not my money.
Let's say
it's not my money.
Let's say you're being problem for him.
So, you should be right. It's not our sukkah so much, although it comes up in different ways.
Isn't that the Mishnah in Sira?
Yeah. So that's what that there's a whole arsamech about it. It's a modern shayla, the shayla. Because they shove sukkot on leis hasaros to prepare passing gerbeis. Here your whole profit is coming off of yenis nachim. The chazal who held that wasn't right. So you have to know whether you shove to. But l'chayra, your case is right. If you take out a life insurance policy on someone else, why in the world should he get the money? One time we had a shayla with a lady that. They insured her diamond ring, and so normally what happens is that let's say the guy's married for 5 years, then what happens if they get divorced after 5 years? What do they do with the ring? I thought the woman keeps it because after so much time, I don't think she gives it back.
Engagement to give it back.
What? Engagement to give it back. By marriage, not. So listen, this is mamish. I'm telling you, it happened to whatever. It was much better. It got stolen when they were married. And then after they were divorced, the guy claimed insurance. So the question is, who got stolen? That was a shtaka shayla.
Who paid the insurance company?
He did when they were married.
The couple did. Is right. The couple paid.
She didn't pay. Yeah, it's his money. It's his money.
That's the question. Maybe. No, but the question was her ring. Was her ring Be'emes? The Be'emes, and they paid insurance in here. Was it Gishmak HaShayel? Was a Gishmak HaShayel. It's very similar to. Unfortunate, you know, it wasn't in.
Luckily, I somebody to pay for your image, but the credit card just came back cash. But if the credit card was garbage, you didn't have the credit card, and you wouldn't get the insurance.
Yeah, so there, you have to know. But there, the question is, whose name is it? Whose name is the insurance under? It's under the buyer.
You have to have the credit card.
Stay there, but who's the deal between? In law, it's between the one. It's between the one that has the ticket, probably. So it's not, your child is not as bad as this. The child that he was asking is where the one that has the one that bought out the insurance is someone else totally, right? That's much more shiresh, much more of a shiresh shayla. We should get the money. So you're right that the one that took out the insurance should get the money.
There's far of the fact that the ask meaning could say that the first guy when he understood that if you're saying you're not taking a prize, the value if you get it back, you're taking a prize. Right? I mean, if he gets the suitcase 3 weeks later, right? Well, he expects to die back, right?
Could should die gets it back. Forget it without getting it off the head.
It doesn't matter what
they use.
It's Yosh. Oh, it wasn't me. They said it was on a few weeks.
No, then he won't get reimbursed for it. He'll get a couple of bucks to live for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah,
that's it.
You
don't get the whole thing.
What do you get? $1,000.
I don't know how much they'll get.
They don't give you that money.
But what's $1,000 for? See, that's a different child. That's a different child than we got. That's a different child. There's two things, right? There's the insurance that you get for lose it for loss. And there's insurance that they pay to lay you over until you get it back. Now, who gets that one if it's not your stuff?
No one.
You shouldn't claim it?
They claim it.
They claim it.
I know, but it's not.
So right. Who should get that money? You have a right to get that money.
So if you have clothing,
you
would pull your other bag.
It's Geneva. Maybe it's Geneva.
It's Geneva. No. If you pull your other bag,
they don't think it's Geneva. It's insurance. Just because an insurance company doesn't mean that you can lie, cheat, and steal. Right? I don't know if people understand that, right? It's a basic problem. You know, they think the insurance company is there. I'm paying anyway, so.
The problem is they pretend they can.
They pretend they want.
The people that work for themselves. You ever had an insurance guy come to your house, something happened, they'll be like, okay, so you're allowed to claim $50,000 cash.
Right.
And you're like, well, I didn't have $50,000 cash. He's like, well, you're allowed to claim it.
They say that, really?
Yeah, straight up.
Really?
Depends on Sandy. They will not let you claim.
Okay, that's right. Sandy,
it's not the government, but we're
fighting every single dollar.
Don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
I don't know if the guy has any right to say what he's saying.
That sounds
But that is how they act.
I don't know. I hear that. What the adjuster comes?
When the adjuster comes, he says, "You have a right."
He offers you money. Sounds right to you?
Yeah, because they threw the whole company's going down.
That's right.
You're right.
Name is right.
The question is whether it's Tais or Tais or Mata. It's not Tais. But you have to sign the paper at the end of the day, don't you? No. I know what people do. I don't know if it's Mamish Meyachuz Geneva, could be it's Mata, which is not as bad, but okay.
Tais.
Not Tais, I said Mata.
Why is that Tais?
Because you're tricking him. He didn't make a mistake himself.
He doesn't realize what's going on.
That's the question. The question is, if they know, they know. That's always a hard hedger to use. That's what people always say. The people that rationalize the Meir hedger, they say, oh, they know, they know. That's what you hear all the time. They know. They know what we're doing. They know that when they make up a song, everyone's going to steal it. Right? Suta Shayan. Huh? Suta Shayan. Everything is hefker. Everything. That's it. I don't know.
You know what Rabbi Yashua's wife told him? That story of Rabbi Yashua's wife?
No.
He made up a deal between Rabbi Yashua and his wife. Whoever goes up first to heaven is going to say, why did she have to come?
Right.
She went through a third party. I don't know.
Yeah.
He said it was a Geneva.
Geneva?
That's why he didn't come.
I hear.
No, not really.
Not I can't believe it was Machmir. I can't believe he was Machmir. Can't believe it. Anyway, so anyway, that's the that's the raid with being a Meister Shtrus. Like I said, there's what other cases are there? You have giving it to your wife, giving it to someone that's not as responsible as you. These types of things you have to be careful about when it comes to the halachas of Shemir Shemasa L'Shemir. There is one more sugya. I'm nervous if Helm is going to walk in. So, let me just give a Shibuch HaKdama to the next sugya. I don't know how far the island got to it. It's a little bit of a hard sugya. But it's very sadistic. And that's a sugya of if we're mesupik what happened to the chifetz. If we don't know, no one knows. No one knows exactly. Let's say a guy borrowed a car. And the car just shall we say it's chayv and einsim. So if an einis happened, so you're going to be chayv. But if a meisim achzulacha happened, then you're going to be pater. We don't know exactly what happened. We have no idea whether the reason why the car's not working is because an einis happened to it, or because a meisim achzulacha happened. The question is it shemer chayv or is it shemer chayv or is it shemer pater? That is the big shail over here. Whenever we're mesupik about something that may have happened to the chayfetz, are you chayv or are you pater? So. There is a shikul gilui in the shaila. It's very nekei shemer shmasul shemer for the very simple reason that by shemer shmasul shemer, very often the second shemer, let's say, is a shemer chino. That's where the shach shells the shaila. The second shemer is a shemer chino. So he can make a shua that he wasn't pesher, but we don't know. We don't know. He knows he wasn't pesher, but we don't know whether again if a veda happened, the ayinus happened. We don't know anything. So is the shemer rishon chayiv or pater? That is the shaila. If he's rogel hafkeret tzlay. As the chayv or pater, that's the shaila. Because in the case of Safik, we don't know whether the maisa that was ma'abed the chifetz min ha'olam was a maisa that paters or maisa that's mechayev. It's a big machlekes kifshuta. Kifshuta is a big machlekes rishayim. That's the shach over here. Sif is over here in sif katan mendalid is dear sotis barichos. There's Lamaisa Gibli in Sim Shin Mem, which I sent the Olam to, with someone borrowed an animal, and he's not sure why the reason why the animal died is because of it was Nisnergeya Machos Malacha, or it's Sam dropped dead. Shavuz Vad Yechai for Pata, the Rosh says that Yechai. So they're Megad, they bring a Rai from the Rosh. They bring a Rai from the Rosh that if you're not sure exactly what happened, and there's no reason to assume. That a was makes machzulacha that you can be chayef to pay. They bring a Talmidei Rajba that the Beis brings down by us. The Shach brings down that in this case you're going to be potter. So Kipshutei, we have to go through the different rayas and different cases. But the side of the machlaikis goes back to the side that I've mentioned in the past of whether every shemir there's a cheskas chiyuv or not. The way the achrayim discuss it is whether every shemir has a chiyuv hashava or not. How much is the chifetz by the shemer? The chifetz is by the shemer, and he has to return the chifetz. So until he proves that he returned it, he's going to be chayv. So kol zman, we don't know what happened to it. So he didn't prove that he returned it, so he's going to be chayv. We call that eini yedea imfraticha, or by shemer eini yedea mechfraticha. I don't know if I ever returned it to you. It's a cheskas chiyuv. You have a chiyuv hashava. We don't know if you ever gave it back. That's what some Rishayim hold. The other Rishayim hold that no. Every Shemer, a Shemer doesn't have a Chiyuv HaShavah. Because called Hichad Isa Feshus Damari. So wherever it is, it's an Agvisa Mos by the owner. But still by the owner, so maybe there's no Cheskas Chiyuv really. That when does the suffix start? When the Maisa happened, that was Ma'abed Min Ha'ilam. So we don't know what happened. So it's Eni Adayin, it's Chayafti. I don't even know if I'm Chayiv. What's Allah Ba'Eni Adayim is Chayafti? There's no Cheskas Chiyuv, then you're going to be Pater. Kipshuta, as you're going to see, is Machlekes, Talmidei Rashba, and the Luki Yosef, with the Ra'ah, whether every Shemer is an Eni Adayin is Chayafti, or Eni Adayin Praticha. Like I said, this case came out L'maisa. We discussed. Maybe I mentioned it in Chabura, but it happens. It doesn't. This is a case that comes up sometimes. The case when I discussed this was one time was around Sukkot time. Is the Maisa? If you remember the Maisa with the Esrig. Remember I told you the Maisa with the Esrig, where the guy took an Esrig from the Meicher. And he asked the Meicher how much it's going to cost. The Meicher was a very nice Esrig. It was very, and he didn't. And the Meicher told him how much Esrig was going to cost. Brings it to the Rav. And the Rav says, it's Peseder Gomer, it's a beautiful essay, it's worth 750 shekel. So he comes back to the Meifer's farm, takes that out of the box, and there's no pitum on the Esrog anymore. So the Shaila is what to do, what halacha is. What's the Shaila tally on? I think it's tally on this rate. Why is it telling this rate? Because if Shaila is on the Shemra on the Chayfin, so until I buy it. We don't know why the pitum fell off. We don't know whether because I banged it, we don't know whether because I did something to it. So the shaila is, what was the shaila? Shaila is that maybe it's a shachat pitum.
And it fell off by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With normal handle rai.
But you're probably not necessarily here if you
want. That is.
Could be, you know, there's a shaila exactly what this person is. That's why I'm a little bit hedging, because it's not so posh what he is. Because he took it to buy it. So there's a whole shaila. Depends on the thing. It's a ganz complicated shaila what he is. But even on the side, that's what I want to say. Even on the side, he's a shaila. Even on the side, that he's a shaila. Still, I want to pop here. Maybe if the pshat is that normal tiltal, the thing fell off, that's basically masalach. So, memela, that's a suffix. What happened to the chayfet? And he will never know. And no one will ever know why. Whether it's because you gave an extra kvetch, an extra swing, an extra bang. He can't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't
know. So. Out of his hands.
That's
all. He has to say the truth.
Unless, yes. We hope. We hope he says the truth. If he doesn't say the truth, then, you know.
Did I fit him still or not?
Yeah,
it was kosher. But you should know what happens both ways, and the shaila's both ways. You should know. And you should know from Rabbi Martin told me that he sits by Hidosh Shimush. Rabbi Martin
is always. He has done.
He's a big shul. I don't just know. Yeah, Hidosh Shimush by. So he said a couple times. Tashmei, listen to this. A couple times. No, you should know. I'll tell you second. But the Rabbi himself. But a couple times. Someone came to the Rav and asked him, how much do you think this esrog is worth? Because the pitum fell off. So I don't know what the case was, but in those cases, whether the guy knocked the pitum off or he dropped it or whatever it is.
He didn't know, but he said he's just going to.
So and he said that the Rav told him a price and they paid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's posh that you have to pay.
If
it happened and we don't know why it happened, if you don't know why it fell off, it's kind of posh. We have to do the sugya well, huh?
You paid already your stuff.
You paid already your stuff.
What happens if the money gets money back?
Huh?
What happens if the money gets money back?
If he has money back, who's not right? He wasn't using those.
No, the guy that
the prophet. You never had prophet. Not had prophet. It's not 100% sure what I'm saying. It's not 100% sure what I'm saying, because Lamaisa, you go by the price in the shop, so that's why they asked the Rav, how much do you think it's worth? And that's how much you would pay.
But
you should just know. What?
Most people usually get back the money from a Nesrig just before. Anyway.
That is?
If the Nesrig is possible.
It's possible, right.
He goes back
to the original guy. So if that's the case, then he should.
Here it wasn't possible. That's true.
So you're saying it's only Minyas Rebbe. Lamaisa, he could have sold this Esrig, if not for you. We have to do that sugya. Those are all pratim. You have to first dan on the etzma shayla. The etzma shayla is our sugya. Are you chayv or are you potter? How much you're chayv? When you're chayv? What? Could you get the money back? Are you chayv for the revach? Not chayv for the revach. All those are just residual. I mean, they're important shaylas, but they're not the ikar shayla. But the shayla. The one time there was a rav. The rav was checking the esrog. Yeah, fell asleep and dropped that sick and parceled it. So he right away pulled out money to pay.
That's why he's about to move on, but he's checking out the restaurant.
He gets paid back.
But the problem is, huh? Yeah, I don't know.
He's holding hundreds of restaurants a day, you know?
Yeah, it's Kipshuta at the moment, I think.
I'm just the one that pops up the